The lingering impact of the pandemic still ravages through many industries today. Minister of Tourism Mameloko Kubayi-Ngubane provided an update on the Tourism Equity Fund, highlighting that the pace of transformation in this sector is slow, and so is the recovery from COVID lockdown measures. Chifiwa Chifengwa, who's CEO of the Tourism Business Council of SA, joins us now with a closer look at where things are at there. Thanks so much, Chifiwa, for your time this evening. So you have to be sighing some breath of relief that the tourism sector was spared last night with no imposition of travel restrictions once more as we see the third wave hit.
No, absolutely. We are in some relief because at the moment we do know that the travel and tourism industry, it's spared. We know that people are allowed to travel, hotels are allowed to continue to trade, and we do know that we have to do so responsibly, following the protocols that we've put together and also following the protocols from the Department of Health and so forth and so on. So the only thing that we have is the fact that the curfew now, it's 11 o'clock. Of course, that will have a bit of impact on the restaurant industry because they have to trade one less hour. But I think given the situation that we are in at the moment and given the fact that alcohol sale is allowed, one can live with what has been decided. And we do believe that the work that we've been doing through NEDLAC and, of course, many other work that we've done with the Minister of Tourism and everyone else who's involved is starting to show that, government is really looking into the interest of business. And we do hope that this continues, and we do hope that, we don't get bigger restrictions as we go forward.
How much recovery have you seen, Chifiwa, since the opening up of the economy? And what's that telling you about either the resilience or the fragility of the sector?
Well, the sector is resilient. However, we are now going well on our second year of COVID-19. If we all can cast our eyes back, we'll know that since last year March, we haven't been able to operate fully. And if you look at the results of many listed tourism and hospitality companies, you will see that the occupancy rates has not been great. If you look at the Tsoho Sun results, you would have seen that it was at around 12% aggregated. And you will see that this will continue in other establishments. So we are still in for a long haul in terms of recovery. Yes, there has been travel happening for domestic leisure travel. However, government is not traveling. Corporates are not traveling. And with this announcement yesterday by the president moving us to level two, it simply means that a lot more companies are not going to be traveling anytime soon, and government won't be traveling anytime soon. And then on top of that, you have the international inbound and the fact that South Africa has been put on the red list by many countries, including the UK, which is one of our largest markets, and the European Union and the US. So it simply means that as much as we have seen some level of recovery, it's not nearly enough to even scratch the surface in terms of getting people back to work and making sure that the businesses are at least making enough money to break even. So there's still a long way.
It's in this context that a 1.2 billion rand fund, a tourism equity fund, was established at the start of the year, even though this was a thought long before COVID-19 hit, but in a bid to transform the sector, right? So how much strides being made with that, or have the court challenges that this fund has faced in terms of implementation held things up completely?
Well, I think transformation within our sector has been something that we've been talking about for quite a number of years. And it's been 27 years since the end of apartheid, and the industry has not met the requirements of transformation as we see it from the reports that are put out. Now, when you put out this fund and you say, well, there is an opportunity for those that wants to come in and transform the industry, and also there's an opportunity for those that have been in the industry for many, many years and they want to sell their businesses, or get rid of some of the assets that they have, I think this fund gives them that opportunity. So as much as it's 51% black owned, we also have to think that there are many white owned businesses that would like to sell, be it a guest house, be it a tour company, or be it a hotel, or many other tourism experiences along the value chain. It does also help them to get out of the sector should they want to get out of the sector. So it goes both ways. Yeah. So I do think that to speed up the availability of this fund, of course, A lot of people think that this is a lot of money. It's not a lot of money. If you look at how many applications have gone through, you're already looking at around 5+ billion rand. And this is a 1.2 billion rand fund over 3 years. So it's not a lot of money. We do need more money that's going to be dedicated into transformation of the sector, and also to help those that want to get out of the sector, those that want to sell, they
Is
should be
that,
able to sell.
Chipua, how you motivate now being the time to deploy capital this way? Because some of the argument is, why not repurpose the fund to provide financial relief to businesses that have been affected by COVID-19, arguing that the transformation of the sector should be secondary to COVID-19 relief measures?
Well, there has been many funds that have been put out there for COVID relief measures, including the government guarantee loan scheme and many others that are put out there through the many companies that do the financing outside of the banks. So you do have many funds that one can access. I do agree that the recovery of the sector has to be across everywhere. But we need to also make sure that, while we recover, we don't forget about the legacies of the past. And I do believe that, the issue of the transformation fund is to deal with the issues of legacies of the past. And if we don't address that, and it's something that even private sector businesses have acknowledged that there is a need for transformation.
Yeah.
If we don't address that, we may have problems into the future. So while we are dealing with the issues of COVID-19, which may be short to medium term, we also have to look at long-term issues like transformation. And again, I've said that, it's been there for the past 27 years, but
Absolutely.
recovery is across the board, it's across the sectors. There are many funds that are available, and there are many avenues for one to get the funds. But this is just an equity fund, and it's a small amount of money,
Before I let you
1.2
go, Chafiu, I've
billion.
got to ask you, speaking to the sustainability of something like this and how much it actually, feeds back into the economy at the end of the day, how are you managing some of the risk? Because one would assume that commercially viable tourism projects become a lot harder to identify in the current economic climate.
No, absolutely. It will be a lot harder to identify because all the businesses are no longer, as they were. Big businesses are probably now medium-sized businesses, and the medium-sized, small-sized, and the small-sized probably don't exist. So it becomes very difficult to identify at this time. But we have to look at what is this fund is what the fund is created for. Is the acquisition of businesses that wants to sell, and also the new people wants to come into the industry with new experiences and give the tourism industry a boost in terms of putting together new experiences, new things that tourists can do within the country.
Let's leave it there, Chafiwa. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Chafiwa Chifengwa is CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa.